Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Government's been shut down 8 days plus, and we're talking to John Diamond, the Senior Director of the Center for Tax and Budget Policy at Rice University's Baker Institute to talk about the effect that it may have on the economy. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me about, before we go into what a prolonged government shutdown could do to the economy, the state of it now, because I tried to get a handle on it between inflation, between job reports, between stock market. There are so many things involved. I don't know how you can say what the state of the economy is. Thoughts?
That's a really good point. I'm right now the data is a little bit all over the place. And I think that's representative of the fact that we kind of live in two separate economies. There's the tech world, which is booming. Mm-hmm. And there's the rest of the economy, which has been stagnating, to put it lightly, over the last 6 to 8 months.
Let's talk about the tech world. Who would be involved in that from the street level? From, you understand what I'm saying? Who would be benefiting in this economy?
Currently you have a lot of people, they're building out data centers and stuff like that. So people that are in construction and energy, financing of energy products,
tech,
those people will all be benefiting. But that's a pretty small group of people.
So the rest of the economy that are looking at stagnant wages and rising prices, that would be people, pretty much everybody else?
That's pretty much everybody else. Yeah.
So with that being said, what effect does a government shutdown have on either one of those two groups?
Well, it's the government shutdown affects basically a third group immediately, and then it'll have indirect effects on everyone else. So, you know, that third group is all federal employees. Anyone that contracts with the federal government, so if your business relies on federal contracts for revenues. And then anyone that lives in an area that's highly concentrated with one of those two groups. So if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, there's both a lot of federal workers and a lot of federal contracts. And so a prolonged shutdown could start to impact the revenues of, say, dry cleaners or other businesses in the area, even though they're not federally operated. So those are the people that are most impacted currently. You know, as it goes on, those impacts start to spread to the rest of us. And the other group of people that would be impacted is anybody that's currently using a government service. So if you've just applied for a passport and you need to get it relatively quickly, you're probably in trouble.
So when it comes to contractors, because I want to talk about back pay for a second and furloughed workers, I get texts often whenever this happens as government shutdown, which seems a lot more and more frequent, for people saying that's not true. Contract workers do not receive back pay. Is that money lost forever? Is it like an unsold ticket at a concert? I'm trying to figure out who it is that would be a contract worker for the government. Maybe you can give me some examples.
Companies that lay new asphalts on roads, any kind of transportation construction. There's a lot of research contracts, health, people working in the health industry get often have some type of government contract. So it's a pretty wide group of people, universities. But yeah, that money is lost forever. I mean, if you don't get it paid back at the end, then you never receive it. And that's, you know, CBO put out a report on the 2018-19 shutdown, which lasted as longest in history. It lasted 35 days. The total economic effects were about $11 billion. Mm-hmm. And those were split between quarter one and quarter two. It was $3 billion in the fourth quarter of 2018 and $8 billion in the first quarter of 2019. About $3 billion of that was permanently lost, and about $8 billion was just delayed and then showed up in quarters three and four the next year.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. You know what I'd like to talk about? The economy, some of the signs that it's showing, about some warnings that are out there. And also when it comes to just the average person that's not in tech, how they should look at the economy and how they should gauge it. Because some people say, well, you know what? The 401k is doing fine, so I'm good. However, they're not doing so good when it comes with day-to-day bills, and maybe the 401k is doing great, but they got massive credit card debt trying to keep up with inflation. We'll talk about all that when we come back. Our guest, John Diamond, a senior director of the Center for Tax and Budget Policy at Rice University's Baker Institution, talking about the effects of a government shutdown on an economy that could already be showing some signs of distress. 721 traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The government shutdown continues. John Diamond is our guest, senior director of the Center for Tax and Budget Policy at Rice University's Baker Institute, talking about the effect that it could have on an economy that, Professor, would you say is fragile or showing some signs of fraying? How would you describe it?
It's definitely fragile, especially the labor market. I mean, we've all seen the numbers. You know, over the last 4 months, we've averaged about 22,000 new jobs. You know, at least 25% of the people that are unemployed have been unemployed for longer than 27 weeks. And the unemployment rate for recent college graduates has been spiking, and it's about a point higher than the economy-wide unemployment rate. And so those are all signals that companies just aren't hiring people. If you get laid off or you graduate college, it's really hard to find a great job right now.
And I would think that if companies are hiring less people, that means more people are applying for the jobs, which means the salaries are driven down, or not necessarily?
Wage growth has definitely been slowing as well. And so, you know, companies are trying to cut costs. And I think part of that is we do see companies their margins are being compressed, and that's probably mostly related to the tariffs. And they're making up for it by trying to reduce the cost of labor.
And meanwhile, back at the store, tell me about inflation.
Unfortunately, inflation has found a home right about 3%, and it doesn't really seem to be budging. And you know, I think the hope is that eventually we can get it down to 2%. The fear is that it may spike back upwards as we move into the fall and people start, you know, shopping for Christmas goods, and the supply is probably relatively constrained given the tariffs and the lack of imports.
So tell me about inflation and prices, because I think people conflate the two. Inflation, the rate of inflation might come down, but prices rarely come down, right?
That's right. Inflation is the rate of growth over time. And that's just, you know, when we had 9% inflation 2 years ago, that just meant prices were going up by 9%. Well, prices are still going up. They're only going up by 3%. So even when the Fed hits its target of 2%, prices are going up 2% per year. So they never come down. You never go back to where you were. You have to adjust to the new normal, which is right now much higher prices.
And do wages tend to keep up with inflation?
Normally what will happen is after an inflationary period, wages, wage growth will speed up a little over time, and eventually you'll catch up. We're not really seeing that this time. Wages did speed up for a little bit, but again, now I think wages are where companies are trying to cut cost overall.
Thank you, Professor. Very interesting. Hope you come back. Professor John Diamond, Senior Director of the Center for Tax and Budget Policy at Rice University's Baker Institute, 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 7:46, 14 till 8, nothing will be a positive influence, nothing will fix stuff like winning a game, and that's what the Saints did on Sunday. Steve Geller joins us now, WWL Sports Director, to talk about it. How you doing, Steve?
Man, like you mentioned it, Tommy, this week's been a whole lot brighter since coming off that victory.
It's just all the difference in the world. Let me ask you about some of your takeaways from the game. Kool-Aid McKinstry, I was talking to Deuce about this yesterday. To me, it's all about confidence. Hopefully, I think maybe now he might have the confidence, the short-term memory to go out there and play some good cornerback. What do you think?
Yeah, when you come up with the NFC Defensive Player of the Week, those two key picks in the fourth quarter, definitely a nice confidence boost for the young cornerback. Just want to see his game continuing to develop. And, you know, as a case with the Saints all around on this roster now, you just have a lot of young talent being asked to step up into starting roles. And it's been a process, a little baby steps taking forward every week. And hopefully that Kool-Aid, we keep seeing that progress and developing into a legit starting corner in the NFL, should have a, you know, not so tough of a test this week against a Patriots squad that doesn't have any dominating wideouts.
So Chase Young, I see the injury report here, limited practice. Is that different than before? Has it been limited practice throughout the season?
Tommy, you could, like, sound the bells. Hallelujah. We'll take limited right now. Mm-hmm. He has not been practicing this entire time, so this is a positive step for him as well. We know he's the Saints' main pass rusher, that guy that's going to get the pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and that's been missing big time. So Coach Kellen Moore was kind of coy with the fact of, will he be ready for Sunday's game? He's progressing in a positive manner right now and could be in action against the Patriots, which would be great to pressure that young quarterback in Drake May. But no, this is definitely progress for him. He hasn't been out of practice at all, so we'll take limited right now.
I'd be coy as well. Ain't none of the Patriots' damn business what's going on with the Saints. Tell me about Justin Reed. How serious is the, you know, a concussion is always serious. How's the old saying go? A concussion is minor if it's somebody else's. If it's yours, it's not so minor. But will he play or not, or do we know?
He's still in the concussion protocol. A positive sign was the fact that he was limited yesterday. I was surprised to see that. Did not practice for Reed, as you mentioned, suffering that concussion against the New York Giants. We're going to wait to see how he progresses through a number of tests for the concussion protocol. Him practicing in a limited fashion was one of the steps yesterday, so we'll see how those results end up coming for today, and then tomorrow, obviously, the final injury report with game statuses. But right now, things are positive for Reed. Like I said, he was out there in practice at limited fashion yesterday. Wasn't expecting that when you're in the concussion protocol. So I don't think it's anything serious.
Speaking of confidence, how big was that? I think it was 83 yards, maybe 55 yards in the air, the touchdown pass to Rashid Shaheed from a Daratla.
Yeah, that was awesome to see. In the dome, you could kind of feel the Saints fans collectively holding their breath, waiting for that big play to connect. We finally saw it in the nice W. And, yeah, they've been pretty timid about stretching the field. I guess that's easy to, you know, safe to say right there. Maybe this will open up the passing game a little more. I know Coach Kellen Moore was trying to, you know, bring things along a little slowly, but it was great to see just unleashing a little bit. And we know that Rashid Shaheed has got that burner speed. Spencer Rattler talked about the fact that it's really – difficult, almost.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Impossible to overthrow this guy. But getting that big play, definitely key for this team, besides the fact of those takeaways. Hopefully both can continue going forward for this Saints squad that, you know, trying to rack up those wins now after those four early losses, put that behind you, and now let's string together some W's.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back talking about the Patriots on Sunday. You can meet up with Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller for weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino this evening. They're going to review the Saints injury report and the black and gold as they get ready to take on the Patriots, as we're talking about here. Plus, they're going to preview Tulane's Thursday night matchup tonight against East Carolina with NOLA.com's Gary Smith at 4:40, then talking Tigers at 5:10 with Blake Ruffino of the AYS Sports Network as LSU prepares to host South Carolina. Then at 6:10, they'll get into some Saints and Pelicans practice notes with team reporter Aaron Summers. So it's a lot coming up tonight. Stick around. Thursday night football then at 7, Giants taking on the Eagles on WWL 870 AM, 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. The big headline there, though, the takeaway, join Mike and Steve at the Treasure Chest today starting at 4. 7:51 traffic now, WWL. 7:58, quickly back to Steve Geller. Saints going to New England to taking on the Patriots here in the Dome. What am I talking about? Saints taking on the Patriots here in the Dome. The Patriots are one game behind the Bills in the AFC East. I would prefer to play the Jets or the Dolphins at this juncture. Let me get back to the Saints real quick. Is Taysom Hill a second-string quarterback or Tyler Shuck, or do we know?
That's still unclear of how they plan to utilize Taysom. He's definitely listed as a quarterback now, not on the tight end depth chart anymore. And as of right now, if you look at the Saints, the way things are situated going into this game, he is listed as QB2. So we'll see if he ends up being the immediate backup to Spencer Rattler in this matchup while Tyler Shuck's the number three signal caller.
How important was it to get Taysom and Foster Moreau back?
Massive, Tommy. Not just for what they provide you on the field, but these guys in the locker room, definitely pillars of leadership for this black and gold bunch. And, you know, I think coaches, players, fans, anytime Taysom Hill is on the sideline, steps on the field, everybody gets excited. Mm-hmm. Great, great, great job by them of having him leading that Who Dat chant to start the game against the New York Giants. Definitely fired up the home crowd right from the get.
I think they turned a corner. We'll see on Sunday. And, of course, we'll be listening to you. Coverage starts at 8 o'clock here on WWL, and we'll be listening this evening for you and Mike from Treasure Chest. Thank you, Steve Geller.
Thank you, Tommy.
How's that young man doing at Rummel?
They got a game tonight, 7 p.m., so after the Treasure Chest, I'm off to see Rummel.
There you go, JV.
No, it's a varsity game tonight.
Oh, good. And he's playing?
He's on the sideline.
Awesome.
He
might get in. Who knows? Thank you, Steve Geller. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. Come back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.